I sat down once again with my good friend Jeff Pearson, a talented artist and the director of public art for the city of Charleston, West Virginia. I asked him for some insight and advice on how artists and directors of institutions and leaders can properly communicate with each other and instigate public art projects.
Well, let me ask you this. I know that there's probably a lot of artists out there that they really want to get into making murals, and they don't really know how to approach organizations or city governments or things like that. As an artist and not with your public hat on, or I guess with both hats on, what would you say, what advice would you give to artists about working with institutions?
So there's a couple things I would say. With artists, we visually, because we have that visual mind, we have a lot of ideas. We see a blank building or building and see a blank canvas and say, I would love to, I've done that so many times as an artist, I would love to paint that and put this illustration of that there. But then again, you have those other components. You have a building owner, you have the money, you know, that kind of thing. So as an artist, keep those ideas in your pocket and go to community meetings. Find organizations in your community that are trying to make things better. And then apply for every single RFP and RFQ you can. There's websites all across the country that have resources, opportunities for artists to apply for mural and public art projects. And you're probably going to get rejected a million times before you get one. You may or maybe not. But rejection is a big part of that. And we have to be, as artists, we have to be understanding that we have to keep trying and have those ideas and not push those ideas too hard, but just keep them in your pocket and see what's out there.
Yeah, I concur about the notion of going to public meetings and finding out what's out there, because I think a lot of times, especially in small towns, people aren't aware of the artists right in their own backyard. And the more that artists can show up in those spaces, you might have an organization that is really looking for artists to work with.
What I also would encourage folks, and I won't get too specific, but one of the things that happens here is we have a great community of artists here in Charleston. We're always looking for other artists to bring to the table from other communities across the state. So apply. We need to get to know you. And we have a statewide reach, and I think that's encouraging too for other organizations that may be listening to this, is if you want to start having a public art policy or public art program to encourage your own artists in your community, but also look statewide and to see or not even just statewide, across the country. I think that it's important that we both import and export. Mm. It's something we deal with a lot here is we want to use West Virginia artists, we want to use Charleston artists, but it's important that we also import. We learn from that. And we want to make sure that our artists are going out and exporting themselves and going to other communities, other states, and doing public art, because that's how we all grow.
Yeah, that's a great line of thinking. I also want to ask you, I know sometimes on the flip side, in the institutions and the local government and the business community, it's hard for them to communicate with artists, and they might not know how to approach them. They might not value the labor of artists, or there's a whole kind of chasm of disconnect. What advice would you give to like local governments, leadership, different community leaders about working with artists?
Well, and I think it's both. I think this could go both ways. The artist trying to communicate with business folks and vice versa.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to those meetings, is being at the table. And if there's no meetings, create them. Create town halls, create public, I mean, it only takes one person to create public art, the idea of public art. I've seen so many communities around the state, Princeton obviously included, that vision of one, two people, like the folks at Riff Raff, obviously, took that idea that we want to have murals in our town, and it took a lot of hard work, a lot of learning. But sometimes that's what it takes. It takes that one or two people that have that vision and have the stamina, because it's hard work to do all that, to kind of navigate the bureaucracy and all those things. But I think the most important thing is getting people together, because once you get them together, they'll talk it out and work it out.
Tune in to episode 3 as Jeff Pearson and I get down into the details about how to create public works of art.